FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by journalist Isabella Silvers. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. You did an article in The Cosmopolitan in the UK about sober curious. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so I think we've heard a lot about people who have stopped drinking, maybe who have gone teetotal, people who are doing Sober October, Dry January. But being sober curious is a bit of a gentler approach. It's about thinking about why you drink, the role drink and alcohol plays in your life, and the role you want it to play in your life moving forward. So it's all about being mindful and considered and making it work for you. It's not about making big commitments. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're welcome to if you want to, and that's right for you. But it's just about thinking about things and what you want out of life and how alcohol kind of helps or hinders that.
And I think that's the thing. I think for a long time, it was isolated to a particular month, maybe January if you're doing Dry January. Whereas now I think people are just conscious a little bit more of how they're living, really, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, teetotalism between for people aged between 16 and 44 has significantly increased. And I think in today's age, we're so conscious of mental health, and alcohol has such an impact on our mental health. And often that can be a negative one. So we're so much more conscious about the anxiety you get when, you know, you perhaps don't know the full picture of what happened the night before, or you're concerned about some of your behaviors. We also know how alcohol links to physical health. You know, that's something that has been spoken about longer, but it's really come to the forefront. But even more so, there are so many amazing alcohol-free options now on the market. I think 10, 15, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have had the choice that we have today. And so when being alcohol-free is as delicious as it is today, there's almost less of a reason to keep drinking. So it's a myriad reasons, but I think mental health has been the number one, I think.
I think that is the thing, you know, because before there wouldn't have been very, very many options. You might want to go for a soft drink, whereas now there is so many options. Even if you decide to just want to drive in instead of having to get a taxi or a bus or something home as well. So it can be a safety thing too.
Absolutely. It could be physical, as we've spoken about. It could be for your mental health. It could be financial, saving money, not having to pay for taxis home. It could be a safety thing. It could be religious. You know, there's so many reasons. Pregnancy. There are so many reasons why people choose not to drink. And we shouldn't judge or kind of need to question someone's choice in that area. It should be okay, whatever we want to do. It should be okay if you want to drink one day and don't drink the next day. So yeah, it's really important to just embrace the many, many reasons why people aren't drinking, and also support them with the benefits that not drinking can bring, and not come into these conversations with any kind of judgment, assumptions or accusations. Let's just talk to people and listen to people and support them in their decisions.
100%, because I think, as you were mentioning as well, I think drinking culture has changed. I think it changed quite a bit in Ireland as well, because before you'd drink to get drunk, whereas now I think people want to be able to go out and enjoy themselves as well, whether that's having none or having a couple. But I think it's about knowing your limit as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And alcohol affects people in different ways. And even depending on your height, your weight, your body type, that you might not be able to drink the same amount as someone who is in your group or someone who's around you. And so, yeah, things have definitely changed. And since 2005, I think younger drinkers have reported drinking less and less and less. So we're seeing this trend down. But we're also seeing a rise in spaces that are great for people who choose not to drink. So we're seeing sober club nights, we're seeing sober day raves where you can be home and in bed by 9 p.m., which is my dream, to be honest. We're seeing tasting rooms in London for non-alcoholic drinks. So we're bringing out cool cultural activities that align with a sober curious lifestyle. It's no longer the case that you have to kind of opt out of nightlife because you're not drinking. There's a lot more there for you now.
Which is brilliant. And that's a good point, because really at one point it was probably just pubs that you had to go to in the evening time, where now, again, there's so many more options that we can just go and enjoy ourselves with that option.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even if you are going to pubs, the rise in non-alcoholic spirits, non-alcoholic beers, whether it's individual brands like Lucky Saint, Liars, they're a great non-alcoholic spirits brand, or whether it's the big brands like San Miguel or Gordon's, there are so many non-alcoholic options no matter where you go. And it used to be maybe the case that the only non-alcoholic drinks you could get were fizzy drinks, soft drinks like Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, whatever it might be. But now, even if you're looking for something a little bit different, just I had a sparkling ginger drink the other day, which was delicious, or Trip, which is a CBD range. There's so much out there that feels adult and feels like something you can enjoy. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't feel like you're kind of missing out on anything because there are so many options there for you. But yeah, I think there's a huge community growing that are looking for events that don't center on alcohol for all the reasons we've mentioned. And that's building. And so finding those communities can also be really inspiring and important for people who are sober curious.
And if you have a friend or a family member who are kind of interested in trying this, what's the best way to support them?
I think the best thing is listening. Listening is always key. If they want to explain why they've chosen to go down this path to get more curious about a sober lifestyle, listen to them, but equally don't press them. If they don't want to talk about it, supporting them could be by not pressing them to talk about it. If you're going out to an event, if you're going out to a pub, a bar, a restaurant, maybe you could check beforehand on the menu if it has non-alcoholic options for them, or maybe you could even go non-alcoholic for the night. It's just about not making it such a huge deal. Don't cut people off. Don't stop inviting them to things because you think they might not want to come. Still invite them, but make sure that those options are there for them, and just be there to lend an ear if they do want to chat.
And you've a lot more information in the article as well. Where can people find it?
So you can find the article on cosmopolitan.com/UK, or if you just Google Cosmopolitan and Sober Curious, it should come up. And in the article, we also have links to lots of professionals. There are sober coaches these days that can help you on this journey. There are, as I mentioned, communities, lots of non-alcoholic drinks. So there's lots in there to try and explore.
And of course, we must mention if you do feel like you do have a problem with alcohol, go talk to your GP. They're there to help.
Absolutely. You know, if you go from drinking a significant amount to nothing at all, that can be dangerous for your health. You know what your situation is. So absolutely, if you do feel like it's something a bit more serious, do go seek medical and professional help. But otherwise, explore, investigate what's out there and see what could be the best fit for you.
Absolutely. Isabella Silvers, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.